Hello, English program listeners. It's me. Yes, it is, you know. It's me. Yes, Steve, with the English program. And we're broadcasting from Liverpool, the majestic city. You know, Liverpool is a thingy. It's a member of the UNESCO. It's a World Heritage City, don't you know? Yes, it is, you know. Because of our contribution to the Industrial Revolution, etc. So there we go. Right, festive treats for you. Just have to hang on, adjust this microphone thingy. It's causing me a bit of trouble. Festive treats brought to you by Haunty Beeb. Now, that's what we do on this program. We celebrate all things Haunty Beeb. Yes, in our own special way, don't you know? All kinds of things happening. And the BBC has announced, yes, it has not have, because BBC is a collective noun, don't you know? Yes. So, it has announced. It's Christmas and New Year. Did I say New Year, or did I... Let's move on. It's network Radio Highlights. Basically, it's radio stations. What's going on over Christmas, and etc., and everything. And if we skip through some of the things I've been talking about the last couple of days... Look, it's grim up north. Well, you know what? I don't think it is. It's not. It's wonderful. Well, to mark the 200th anniversary of their first publication, acclaimed writers reinterpret their favourite Grimm Brothers fairy tales, giving them a modern setting and a northern twist. The tales are delivered by some of the best voices in the north. Oh, they didn't invite me, did they? Huh. Oh well, don't worry. I'm not offended. Not much. Including Maxine Peake, Kevin Waitley, Salad Lindsay. No, there's no salad. No, Sally. Sally Lindsay, Mark Benton, and Elvis McGonagall. In this series of thrilling, humorous, and thought-provoking short stories, Barnsley's Ian Macmillan revisits Rapunzel, Middlesbrough's Harry Pearson revives Rumpelstiltskin, and Stuart McConey turns the four musicians of Bremen into the four musicians of Bolton. Joanne Harris looks at life through the eyes of an actress cast as the ugly sister in Cinderella. Kate Fox adds a surprising twist to Little Red Riding Hood, and Chris Priestley reminds listeners of the sinister side of Grimm with his take on death's messengers. Oh dear. So, listen out for that. The programme celebrates a hugely significant anniversary of a publishing phenomenon. We move on from that to the true story of Silent Night, Sing in Heavenly Peace. It's on Christmas Day, 9 p.m. Sir Cliff Richard finds out the truth behind the world's most famous Christmas carol, Silent Night. Why does it move people so much? Is it really about Christmas or something altogether different? Was a church mouse really involved in its composition? And just how many different versions can the show... Oh dear, misprint. Oh dear, typo. I hate typos. It's terribly embarrassing. And just how many different versions can the show squeeze into 1 hour? That's actually quite a... That's a BBC typo. Have to keep that for... posterity? Posterity? Anyway. Sir Cliff takes listeners on an unashamedly Christmassy adventure through the history of Silent Night, a journey that visits snowy Austria, where the carol was composed in 1818. The programme hears from the Silent Night Association, a team of impossibly dedicated Silent Night super fans who live to spread the word about the world's favourite Christmas carol, and is invited around the Silent Night Memorial Chapel and Museum, where listeners will hear evidence that since the early 1800s, the world has been singing just three of the original six verses. Touchy bye.